So yes, this week, Parashat Tezria, a short parsha. Usually we read it Tezria and Torah together, but we focused on the beginning of the parsha because there's something very interesting by Yoledet, by a new mother that gives birth to a child that she has to bring to Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah, we noticed how the korban that she's supposed to bring at the end of the process, suddenly she gets options. You should bring this, but you know, if that doesn't work, you can bring something else. Something very uncommon to see in Torah. Usually we're told, this is what you need to do, and you know, that's what you need to do. There's no, okay, if that doesn't work, do something else. We really try to understand what's going on here.
Exactly. We do know this idea of bringing a sacrifice from different things depends on your options from other places, but like you said, it's not very common, and more specifically, there's something very, very, very unique over here by Yoledet, like we always do. We dove deep into the details, we dove deep into the Hebrew language. There's some amazing things hiding behind the Hebrew language the Torah uses here in the name of the parasha. Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. Parashat Tezria, very interesting short parsha this year because we read it alone without Parashat Metzora. This year, I want to talk about the beginning of the parasha. Beginning of the parasha, we find the Korban Yoledet, a sacrifice that a mother that gives birth has to bring to the Mikdash. One of the interesting things about this Korban, about this sacrifice, is that the Torah says when a new mother gives birth to a child, she has to bring a Korban, and she has to bring a seh, a lamb, for Ola, and she has to bring a bird, a Ben Yonah, for a Chatat. But then the Torah adds something interesting. The Torah says, "V'im lo tasig yada," that if she doesn't have enough money, if she isn't wealthy enough, she can bring a different type of Korban. She can bring another bird for Ola instead of the lamb, instead of the seh. So she can bring two birds instead of bringing a lamb and a bird. And this is interesting because we don't really find this idea where the Torah tells us you should do A, and if you can't do A, at least do B. We do find in several sacrifices this idea where you can bring a different type of sacrifice if needed, korban oleh v'yored, metzorah, but this concept where the Torah says to you that if you can't do this, at least do that, what we call today lechatchila and bedieved, really what you have to do, and then if you can't do it, do something else, you don't really find it in the Torah. So why do we find it here? Why does the Torah give a mother that gives birth, why does it give it the option of bringing a cheaper korban? And what is so unique about this korban, about this situation in which a lady gives birth, that the Torah allows for these different type of korbanot to be brought?
Yeah, I agree. This concept of lechatchila bedieved, we're so used to it in Torah Shebaal Peh because we're adding on top of Torah Shebichtav. So therefore, when we're adding on top, we're saying we want to do more, but if you can't, at least do what you need to do. But the Torah doesn't work like that. It usually tells us what we need to do, period. It's really unique to see something like this. But I think if we look at the bigger picture of what this korban is, and maybe this is true also about our entire parsha, about the Metzorah as well, we're talking about, as opposed to Vayikra and Tzav, where we had someone who's either donating a korban or someone who sinned and therefore needs to bring a korban. Here we're talking about a certain natural situation, you know, whether it's, you know, a healthy natural situation like giving birth, or it's an unhealthy natural situation, but of some sort of physical, semi-spiritual, we're not going to be focused on Metzorah now, but some sort of physical disease and, you know, recovering from it. And in both these cases, it's not a korban as a result of something they did, but rather it's a korban as part of the process of, maybe we could call it the healing. Okay, it's the process of afterbirth, of coming back to she has a certain period at the beginning, you know, which is different for if it was a boy and if it was a girl. And then after this process, there's a process of tahara. And when she comes back to being fully pure, which basically means the ability to come back and enter into the Beit Mikdash, part of that process is this korban. The Metzorah too, after this process, he's separated at the end, he goes through a process and he's ready to come back and be like everyone else, be tahor again after the tumah that he experienced, then he brings this korban. And maybe that's exactly what the Torah is trying to say. it's not, you know, the best thing you should do is this, and if not, do that. Because as we said, that's not something we see in Torah. Obviously, if the Torah says, Im lo tasig yada, this isn't, you know, if things didn't work out, so here's option two. This must be part of the Korban itself. It must be intrinsic into what this Korban is. This Korban has within it this concept of Im lo tasig yada. And what I mean by that is that maybe the message here is the exact opposite of Im lo tasig yada. The Torah says, Tahara is something that you can achieve. Im lo tasig yada means if it's not achievable. There's no such thing, says the Torah, of not being able to achieve Tahara. Tahara is something that you can reach. It's something you can get to. It's something, and as Chazal explained, it's not just, you know, if you almost have enough money. So we'll tell you, work a little harder, you know, lend some money, and then you'll get it. No, because then again, it's out of reach. It's something I have to go elsewhere. No, Tahara is here. Tahara is something that is always behesegia, the opposite of Im lo tasig yada. It's something that is achievable, it's reachable, it's within reach. It's not something that I need to go anywhere else outside of myself, outside maybe of the Mikdash, which is part of myself, to really achieve. And that's maybe the message here. Part of life is this process which involves Tuma and Tahara. Tuma isn't dirty, isn't a sin, isn't negative. Tuma is a state, and life is not static. We're not at that same state all the time. There's ups and downs. There's closer and further away. This is part of the cycle of life, and it's part of us understanding that it can't be that just as Tuma is a natural thing, also Tahara needs to be. We can't have a situation where some people are able to achieve Tahara and others are not. To reach purity, to enter the Mikdash, that's really the difference between someone who's not Tahor and is Tahor, is that ability to enter the Mikdash. That's something that by definition is achievable to everyone. And that's why the Torah puts this, not so there's step one and step two, you know, the best is this, but you're not the best, so you'll bring that. No, no, no. They're both the best. It's the best for you. It's what you can achieve, really giving us that message that just as the Tum'a is part of life, so the Tahara should be part of that cycle. There's that distance, and then there's that coming close. In the Lashon of the Kabbalah, Ratzov Vashov, there's this back and forth process that's constantly in life, constant in growth in life. And we don't want anything blocking that way and saying, okay, you move there, now you can't go back. Oh, you'll get some more money, maybe you'll get... No, it's always accessible. It's always behiseg yad.
Very good, very good. Like you're saying about the Tuma and Tahara being pure and impure, and the process the mother, the new mother, has to go through, like you're saying, it's not something bad. It's just the process that she has to go through in order for herself to be able to renew life within herself again after giving birth to a life. Maybe there's the same idea, but a little bit differently going on over here within the Korbanot. Because I mentioned at the beginning, also you mentioned Korban Metzorah, where we also see that the person can bring different Korbanot. But an interesting difference, and we always say, you have to pay attention to the details in the Torah, and you have to pay attention to the Hebrew language in the Torah. Because I want to discuss these two points. Number one, the details. Because when you look at the detail of the Korban, in the Korban of the Yoledet, there are two things she has to bring, two sacrifices. Like I said, she has to bring a Se'elam Le'ola, and then she also has to bring a Ben Yonah, a bird for Chatat. What changes, what she's able to change, is the lamb for Ola. Meaning, the Korban Chatat, the bird that she has to bring for Chatat, is always the same, is always the cheaper option. The bird is always the cheaper option. However, in Korban Metzorah, it's very different. In Korban Metzorah, there are a few parts, a few different type of sacrifices that the Metzorah has to bring. What doesn't change is the Korban Hasham. And the Korban Hasham is a lamb, is the more expensive one. Meaning to say, the Metzorah has to bring an Hasham, a Chatat, and also an Ola. And the Hasham is the one that doesn't change, and it has to be the expensive one. Kind of like the Torah telling the Metzorah you've done something wrong, you're guilty, Hashem is being guilty, and you have to pay for it. Which is the very opposite of what goes on by Yoledet, where she brings an Ola and a Chatat, and the Chatat is the same and the cheaper one. Meaning to say, the Torah is saying it really wants the new mother to bring a Korban Chatat, but it has to be the cheaper one, meaning you have to bring it because there's something here that you have to do. There's something here that you have to be part of. And like you were saying, the Torah tells this new mother to understand that this is not something bad. She hasn't done anything wrong. This is part of life. This being pure and then impure and bringing life and giving life and creating life. This is all a process. She's now in this state, then she'll be in that state. And the Torah wants the mother to go through this process. So the same thing maybe you can also say about the Korban Chatat. We know that Chazal connect the Korban Chatat in the Gemara to this idea that while the mother is giving birth, she goes through so much pain that she says to herself, I'm never going to give birth again. And that is something she's not allowed to say because it goes against the basic mitzvah of Purvu, the basic idea of the world that we are here to recreate, we are here to build the world, and therefore she has to bring a Korban Chatat. But maybe this is exactly what the Torah is saying, not only on the technical level, where if she doesn't say that, does she still have to bring a Korban Chatat? No. The idea is that we were created into this world in order to build this world. We've said this so many times. This is the most basic mitzvah in the Torah, in Sefer Bereshit and Parshat Bereshit. The Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam and Chava, tells mankind, you have to reproduce yourself. You have to build the world. You have to keep the world and you have to create good in the world. This is our job. But then also, after Gan Eden, after the sin of eating from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the mother, cursed Chava, cursed Em Kol Chai, the mother of all mankind, and said, Be'etzev Tildi Banim, you will give birth, but it will come with pain. It will come with suffering. And this idea, understanding, just like you're saying, that growth in life comes through being pure, but also sometimes through being impure, the same thing here. Reproducing, creating, building, bringing good into the world, doing good in the world, growing in the world also comes, unfortunately, with hardships, also comes with difficult times, and sometimes also comes with sins. Sins not in the concept of doing something bad, but in the Hebrew concept of chet. Like we've said many times, chet in Hebrew is missing. Like missing a shot. When you have the power within you, but your translation of that power into reality, you're translating it the wrong way. You're missing your target. And therefore, you have to calibrate yourself better so that you don't miss, so that you use your strength within you and you translate it into power, into reality, to the right place, to the right target. That's what a chet is. And this may be what the Torah is saying here to the mother, is saying here to mankind. Your job really is to reproduce. Your job is to build the world, is create the world. But you should always know that this comes with a cost. You will go through hard times. Sometimes you will miss and you will go through difficult times. Just like you're saying, you will have times where you will be up and on a high, and then you'll have times where you will be down and low. But it's all part of it. You can't get away from it. And at the end of the process, after you give birth, you will come to the Mikdash and say thank you for all of it. You'll say thank you for the Ola, for what goes up to Shamayim, all the way up for the high times. But you will also acknowledge the fact that there were hard times, and those hard times are what pushed you up. And also, one more word about the Hebrew language, because we have to say this too. We don't have much time in these videos and can't go too deep into this idea, but I have to mention it, that this idea of lo tasig yada, that the new mother can't afford it. So the literal translation of lo tasig yada, her hand can't achieve it. Her hand can't get to it. And this concept of a yad, of a hand not getting to something, is very interesting that the Torah uses it. And it doesn't use it just for no reason. It doesn't use it randomly. Because if we look at the name of the Parsha, we look at the beginning of the Parsha, the Torah uses this concept of tazriya. It's not only about a mother that gives birth, ki teled zachar, it's isha ki tazriya v'yalda zachar, that the mother becomes pregnant with this new zera. This concept of a zera, of a seed in Hebrew, is the same shorish, is the same root, is a zroa, is a hand. As we say on Pesach, coming up onto Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, bizroa netuya, with his mighty hand, with a strong hand. And this concept of a zroa is the might the person has within him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for Am Yisrael to show the world. This concept of a zroa expresses might. power, strength. And very interestingly, also the concept of a new baby born, a baby, a pregnancy, is also the power of the person. As we know by Yaakov Avinu, when he gives the bracha to Reuven, Reuven bechori ata kochi vereshit oni, you are my strength and you are the first power that I brought into the world. Reshit on, the concept of an on, the power a human being has inside him to give birth to a new person, to create a new person in this world. This idea that this is the power that mankind has, this is the power that we have within us, this is our koach, this is our on, this is our zroah. This is what we have inside us, like I was saying before, and we have to bring it into reality. We have to take the koach el hapoal, and we have to bring it into reality. And when you take the powers you have, and you translate them into reality, and you create new things in the world, and you build good in the world, the Torah is telling us, just so you should know, it's going to come with hardships. It's going to come with missing. And don't get taken aback by these things. Don't stop trying to bring good into the world because you got frightened by this miss that you had. No, acknowledge the fact that at the end of the day, after creating this incredible creation, you will come to the Mikdash with these korbanot, with this korban olah. The Torah wants you to bring the korban olah from whatever you have. And the korban chatat, just make sure you bring it even from the cheapest, because that's what the Torah wants you to know. This is what the Torah is teaching us over here, teaching the new mother. The mother that on the one hand fulfills this great mitzvah of reproducing the world, but also on the other hand has this curse of Be'etzev Tildi Banim. She has to acknowledge it, she has to know it. And with this, the person that is being born, whether it's a boy or a girl being born into the world, this is the first thing that this baby has caused in this world. This acknowledgement that growing, that building, that creating good in the world also comes with a hardship. And with this, through this mindset, this is how you bring the world to a better place.
It's very interesting what you're saying about the specific korban being the olah that she could replace with something that's more achievable. Because as we know, there are other korbanot that there are different levels. There are actually three different levels that you could do, but those are really for a sin. Those are a chatat. And that's saying that also, you know, your ability to fix and correct certain ways, especially those mitzvot which are very common, you know, we want to make sure that you could fix your ways and not get stuck where you are. But it's interesting because here that's not what it is. Here we're not saying that the chatat should be achievable. We're saying that the olah, which means in Hebrew, olah is la'alot, is to raise yourself up. A woman who sometimes after birth feels so drained out, so low, needs that boost, that ability to ole back to tahara, to come back to that full power, to your full self, that it has to be achievable for her. That's what we want to make sure, that she put all of herself, all of her being into this birth, into achieving, as you said, with all the hardships on the way, into achieving this goal of bringing new life. Now, it has to be achievable, her ability to come from there and climb back up and reach the highest point she could reach of coming back to the Mikdash and bringing a Korban Olah.
Wonderful, wonderful, very good. Mitz Hashem, we should all remember this idea and continue building the world, continue bringing good into the world and not let these hardships, not let the hard times set us back and keep us focused on this target, on this goal of bringing good into the world in the midst of Hashem, seeing Mashiach come, b'mera b'yamenu, chodesh nisan, b'nisan natidin li'gael, we should all be zocher, l'geula shlema, b'mera b'yamenu.
Amen, amen, shkoyach, shkoyach tuvia, Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, in the midst of Hashem, we'll talk again next week, Erev Shabbat HaGadol.